Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm still laughing.
Happy Friday.
I'm still laughing at it. So
the Jeremy White all wide receiver fantasy football.
Oh, that's funny.
The ideas that are flying around in a 5-minute break, not healthy for the human body.
I am way too humored by it. Like
the Dynasty League idea is scaring me because the first person that drafts a high school wide receiver in like the third round, they're gonna get made fun of, but the man's a genius.
No.
5-star wide receiver, dude's playing like Bishop Gorman. Like, guys, you just haven't watched him yet.
Yeah, but the problem is that sometimes that doesn't work.
That's right. It's absolutely right.
No,
but
oh my
genius
God, this
move.
This has to be one of the more fun gimmick fantasy league ideas that I've heard of in a long time.
I am excited for it. Because it should just be like, right, it's gimmicky fun. It should be enjoyable.
It's also the only fantasy league I'm taking part in this year because I'm taking a genuine break from fantasy football this year. But this is essentially, it's just one position.
It's going to be a hit.
Like, that's
it's
it.
It's going to be a hit.
I only have to worry about one position. Now, the one question I should ask, though, is do we get return stats?
I feel like you should. Oh, well.
I feel like you should.
But, right, with fantasy, like, you only get the return stats if it's a touchdown. Like if it's just like, you know, they're averaging 25 yards per return. That doesn't matter. It only matters if they score.
Can I get a boost if they get like over 100 return yards in a game, though? Like, just like give me a little 5-point thing here?
Maybe.
It's too late to pitch it now.
Yeah, it's too late.
Things are in motion.
Yeah. Exactly. Things are in motion. The conveyor belt's going. You can't jump on.
Because I would love to draft a bottom of the roster guy.
The ideas build for the next few years. The ideas build, and this just gets better and better and better. Then it's utopia by year 5.
That's such a fun bit. Like, this is genuinely something that, like, it got me giggling this morning to a point where I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. It's a lot of fun. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer
now,
here on a Friday.
Do we do that with every position, though?
No.
I know it's for the work. I know this is for the bit exclusively. But, like, how fun would that be with – oh, never mind. With running backs only, that's hell.
But that's the thing, like, you don't have enough position or enough guys on each team to make it worth it.
With tight ends would be like the desert itself.
Yeah.
You are right. Wide receiver is probably the position that you can only get away with this.
It's the only one that works. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you will find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. So we've got that. We've got college football coming up this weekend. starting yesterday. We'll get into some of those games as we go, including UB, who do cover the spread. They do fall to Minnesota, but ultimately in a valiant effort, the defense looks as advertised, including Red Murdoch. We'll touch on that here coming up. More games coming up tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. But the big news from last night at, I think, right at 5 o'clock, Micah Parsons does actually get his trade. He stays in the NFC, and he goes to a team in the Green Bay Packers that has arguably been maybe the biggest thorn in the side of the Cowboys in the last 5-6 years. They've ended a lot of their more talented teams, not even, you know, just in the Jordan Love era with the, you know, 2-7, but Rodgers himself has also ruined a lot of their good seasons in Dallas. And they trade Parsons there. Parsons becomes the highest paid player, or excuse me, highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history by $6 million. He beats out TJ Watt, $47 million per year to TJ Watt's $41 million. I talked a little bit about this last night, Derek, on the nightcap, and just how, for me, I think it's a bad trade for Dallas. They get Kenny Clark, a 3-time Pro Bowl D tackle, but coming off his worst statistical season, I think by either every or most metrics, he's 29 as well, and then 2 first-round picks. Look, the 2 first-round picks, regardless of where they are, is nice, but Parsons being 26, and you doing it now, instead of all the way back in March or April, to be fair, there wasn't any bad blood at the time, but it kind of to this point, it kind of killed your value of what the trade could have been. We looked it up before we jumped on this morning. You know, guys like Myles Garrett were signed at the beginning of March. He was off the board.
Right.
If all of this stuff had come to light, or you just kind of, let's say, had an actual plan of how you wanted to rebuild your team, because let's all be fair, even with Micah Parsons on that team, the defense wasn't particularly good. They're very top-heavy. You can argue Washington and Philadelphia are well past them. And if Jackson Dart hits,
the Giants
might be past
can
them.
Do it.
That defensive line is a top-five unit in football.
It is a monster, and we already saw a glimpse of it in the preseason.
With their rookie. Abdul Carter's the guy that was showing out, even everybody else.
But Carter's also the guy getting probably less attention than the known commodities.
Right.
Like Dexter Lawrence is going to take up somebody's attention in film that week. Too much of their attention, actually. Like, they're getting sleepless nights. And then all of a sudden, oh, now we also got to deal with Abdul Carter here too? Great. Awesome. I love this. And the funny thing about the Micah Parsons timeline is, it happened in a pocket where so many teams were out of conversation of this being realistic for an acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
It happened in a moment where it became so fierce. The flame burned so intensely. And the saga went from 0 to 60 so fast. The Bills were never in this. Other teams were not in this.
I think they may be checked. Other teams probably checked to see, like, okay, what's Parsons want? How much do the Cowboys want, what have you? But it's tough to do it now.
It's tough to do
for
that.
For any team.
It's tough to do that on the fly, but also, ready? What was Green Bay kind of missing from their depth chart?
Oh, yeah, they had a serious need at pass rusher.
Top-tier pass rusher.
That and corner, but yeah.
Now, let's go back to March, our conversations in March, for a second here. And remember what I said about Myles Garrett before he signs the deal with Cleveland. Myles Garrett became what I called the face of the ideal, where you add a top-tier pass rusher. You have to do it. I don't care who it is. You still got to do it. The Bills went ahead and said, we've got this. And they signed Joey Bosa. And yes, it's a one-year, it's a rental. It probably wasn't my favorite player on the list, but they still checked the box.
I also don't think it was their favorite idea.
It probably wasn't. They probably wanted Garrett or Hendrickson. And Micah Parsons was like a 0.5% chance if he even tried to talk to him. Back in March, Jerry Jones was probably like, no, we're not trading Micah. Thanks for calling, though.
That we'll get into later. But
but like, that's the conversation at that point. We're done here. So you have to pivot and move elsewhere. And because, like, people getting mad that the Bills weren't in on this, it's not because of Rousseau. It's not because of Oliver. It's not because the Bills weren't willing to deal the picks. And it wasn't even because of the cap. It's because of Bosa. Because if they don't have Joey Bosa by the start of preseason, like there's not even a player on the roster of his caliber, we're yelling for months, probably strangling each other. Everybody sit down. Let's get a drink. Whatever flavor you wish. Because everyone needs to relax at that point because we're going to drive ourselves mad. But at the same time, if you don't have a top-end pass rusher on this roster, by the time training camp starts, we are all probably that mad. We are more upset than we could ever be in an offseason. That's the only way the Bills could have been able to add Micah Parsons is reactively. They did all that they did in the offseason as it is. If this timeline with Micah Parsons happens in April, it's a different story for a lot of teams. But a lot of teams probably pivoted already by then because the targets were Garrett and Hendrickson, not Parsons. And Parsons only became part of the spotlight when training camp began. So to anyone that's upset that the Bills didn't get Micah Parsons, sit down, relax, have yourself a soda. I know we say pop here, but I'm making a point. It's okay.
Yeah.
Because they already checked the box. It's terrible timing. Like, let's be real about it. It's awful timing. I would love Micah Parsons on this roster. But the timeline didn't fit. It's okay. You move on. So don't be mad about it. I love the fact that it happened, and I love the fact that Jerry Jones is making a fool of himself. But, yeah, it doesn't have to be about the Bills not acquiring him. Like, it's okay.
I'll say this, too. I really never thought Jones would do it.
That's right.
I mean, to the point, like, I was adamant. And you and I
got into it a little bit on Monday.
I was adamant, just part of it, you know, watching the documentary. He does not let star players walk. That's really been Jones's big thing. He'll wait. He'll pay probably more than he should. But he does not let go of star players. If anything, he brings them in.
It's the brand.
It's the star. Brand. Yeah, right. And for me, like that's the stunning part of this whole thing. I said it last night. The stunning part of this to me is that man really let his ego, getting bruised, force him to trading a player at a horrific time to do so. The return is not good at all because of the timeline. As you pointed out, it's not just the Bills. A lot of teams, most teams, had their kind of rosters settled, figured out, we're going into the season, this is what we're riding with. The trade deadline, after a few games have been played, is when we'll kind of start this back up again.
You know who's kind of punching air right now? Atlanta, a team that moved back into the first round to get another pass rusher.
They got another pass rusher, yeah.
Like, if I'm the Falcons, I'm kind of punching air at the timeline now going, I really invested this much into the position, but I could have had this months later.
Well, especially because the two guys are, of course, the unknowns, the mystery boxes, right? I heard Josh play that open of the Family Guy stuff. It's in a mystery box. It could be a boat. We've always wanted a boat. But
I'll take the box.
But so that's where Atlanta sits, and that's where a lot of teams sit. Green Bay was in a good situation. They had a need at elite pass rusher, but they were in a good situation. They were fine. It wasn't like their fans were sitting there going, we're screwed. We don't have any. But Rashawn Gary, right? I mean, they've got some pieces. But they also had room to do this. They had a need, and they could figure it out. I think one of the few other teams that maybe could have been in this, honestly, are the Patriots. The problem with the Patriots wanting to be on this, they have the money. No right. doubt about that. They have more than enough cap space. They still need talent. They're unknown if they'll even be a playoff team this year. The offense is really devoid of talent outside of, we'll see, Drake May, and we'll super see, because he's a rookie this year, Travion Henderson. Stephon Diggs is in his 30s. They've just released Javon Baker, one of their receivers from last year. Jalen Polk, another one of their rookie receivers, is going to miss all of this year. They have a lot of unknowns. They're going to need their draft picks, especially too, Derek. Their 2024 draft class, outside of May, is horrific. So they're going to need their draft picks, where for the Packers, they're a young team at a lot of different positions, And they're kind of in this perfect window to make that kind of splash move. The Bills did this a few years ago with trading for Stephon Diggs, with signing Von Miller. Now it's going to be a few years of, you've signed and kept your own. You're now hoping some of those guys break out. And that's another thing, too, with this defense that I've mentioned. I've been preaching patience on the defense. Baltimore's not a great litmus test week one with some of the injuries you have. They probably won't look great. Even in a win, the defense will probably look like they are struggling at times. But by week 7, 8, 9, the bye week and then into the second half of the season, Harrison could be back. And that's a hopefully really good answer at second corner. Cole Bishop, we talked with Sal this week. Bills have liked what they've seen from him now that he's come back from injury, even to the extent of he looked really bad against Chicago, and then against Tampa, he looked much better. You mentioned he looks up to game speed. What does he look like week 3, 4 now that he's fully starting with Taylor Rapp? Could look great. And then they have less questions. And I've brought up Greg Rousseau. I think he's in for a huge season this year. A lot of the underlying stats for him point to that. And even the just kind of flatline production stats look good. Not great, look good. And so if you can marry those two, he's going to be in for a great year. And then, of course, they're rookies, and we'll see how that goes. I don't think there's a soul out there that's a Bills fan that came away from the preseason not at least somewhat excited for what Deion Walker and TJ Sanders are going to offer you. They're not in a bad situation. You'd love for your team to be in on these trades because they simply do not happen often.
They don't happen, and you want to be part of the fanfare.
But also, it takes you got to be at the perfect time, the whole thing. For me, honestly, I'm just kind of excited this happened at all. Just the fact that you had this kind of trade happen at this time is stunning. The last one is Khalil Mack in, 2018? In terms of this young of a pass rusher, in the prime of his career, going from one team to another in a trade, you just don't see this stuff happen all that often. And you really don't see it often with a team like the Cowboys. But, you made the joke there, and I think it's right. Jerry's out there in the press conference last night calling him Michael. Stephen Jones has to correct Micah. He's trying to defend it with Kenny Clark. He's a good run defender, the whole thing. They need to be better at that. And that I've seen that complain about Parsons. Definitely last night, but even throughout, would you do it if you're a Bills fan? No, he's a bad run defender, right? And he's not great. He's a pass rusher. That's what he is. He's one of the best at it in his generation. It's just, you do not see these often. It is cool to see, but for the Cowboys, it's bad timing. You let it get really personal, really fast. You let it get personal in an odd way.
Yeah, in a really odd way. We don't like negotiating with agents. I'm sorry. That's what people pay agents to do, is that job. So, no. I don't believe for a second that it's about the agent. I really don't. And if it is, I'll say it. Jerry Jones, you're a fool. I don't like throwing around idiot as much these days, but I kind of want to use it there. You're being an idiot. And it's Jerry Jones. Who the hell cares? Yeah, you're an idiot, dude. Like, I don't understand. Like, you want to tell me it's just about the agent? Baloney. Spare me on that one. Something happened with Jerry's ego about Micah Parsons that nobody's ever going to know, because that secret's going to his grave. And he doesn't want to look bad about it. So what's he do? He paints the agent like the villain here. Oh, we negotiate these contracts without him all the time. Yeah, okay, then how do you get any business done if you are such an esteemed businessman of the National Football League? You don't. That every agent would look at you and go, okay, we're not signing here because I'm not doing my job that you're paying me to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about this that we do not know, and there's something about this that we will never know. Because if it really is about an agent, have fun with the Dallas Cowboys never getting another negotiation done ever again. It's as simple as that.
How long until Dak and CD want out? Or realistically?
This offseason.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long before the Dallas Cowboys realize we're bad, we need to start over?
It's this offseason.
Yeah.
The taking down of this roster, the deconstruction of this roster happens after this season because they're going to go 6-11. They were already probably going to go 6-11 with Micah Parsons.
Yeah, neither of us felt good about them before the Parsons trade.
And has more to do with their
trade.
Offense. And me, honestly, their head coach.
Yeah, I don't understand the Schottenheimer
hire. I don't think Schottenheimer. Ready? This is why. This is why you and I got into it about Jerry Jones on Monday when we were filling in for Shelton Bulldog. It was because of this. Because Jerry Jones always wants it to be about Jerry. That's why he doesn't hire the good coaches. He hires the yes men. I remember when people were like, oh, could Deion Sanders end up being the coach for Dallas? Absolutely not. Deion is not getting pushed around. Not for a second. But it's who he played for. It's how he got his fame. No way. Jerry Jones needs a sycophant.
I think Jerry would love to have Deion. The problem
Deion
is...
Deion would not.
Well, and I think it's also, he'd love to have Deion the brand, but yeah, it'd be second to Jerry. It's not how that's going to work at all.
And Deion the brand is not playing second fiddle to Jerry Jones.
It's not happening at all.
Yeah, no. Deion Sanders is a one-for-one on a brand, so much so that his sons became interesting talking points in draft Twitter and training camp and preseason. Jerry Jones is always about Jerry Jones, and it's never going to not be. I hope he lives for another 100 years.
I hate saying it. The Cowboys, though, are fun as much as we'll all complain about it, like they are fun to talk about because they will do at times ridiculous things.
And that is because.
But it is fun.
Because it's always about Jerry's ego. Mm-hmm. It's always been about that. And that was the part that you and I got into it a little bit of. And I don't know necessarily how to frame this, but like I knew it was about the ego. I knew it was about being spurned. And it became, oh, this guy told me no. Nobody tells me no. I'm Jerry Jones. I made that Herschel Walker trade.
I fired Jimmy Johnson. He did use the Walker trade, by the way, last night, which is like stupendous. The most unsurprising thing
you're imaginable. You're like 9 picks short on your haul there, buddy.
Yeah, unsurprising. He uses the Herschel Walker trade to be like, guys, I did this once. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, all right. You got also like 18 more picks and like 4 good roster players out of it.
Well, no, the roster players actually, they cut to get more picks. That's a big part of it. They cut the 5 players they got because then they get draft picks. It's so that trade.
But they were also roster
draft history.
Players that the Vikings would not have.
Right. It's just the big thing for me was I wondered how much of that was for show, though. How much was that just him being enduring a quote unquote dead period time of the league? You know, it's training camp, not much is going on. All the hold-ins are over with. I'll keep this going. And then to spurn the Eagles, Micah would sign his contract either the day before or the day of the opener. And that was a big part of it for me. Is I was just like, this is how he stays in the spotlight as long as possible. Right. But it did become so personal for him. And it was the, you said no to me. You want it out. Then we're done. I mean, it got to a point. Jane Slater, who covers the Cowboys for NFL Network, mentioned she had talked to Parsons last night after this had happened. Parsons and his team were willing to go back to the table with them in somewhat good faith and to get this going.
Try to do literally the scenario you described.
And the Cowboys, to how Parsons felt about it was, you can either play on the fifth or leave. The fifth year option or leave.
Right.
And so it is also the Cowboys that ended the discussions. They're the ones, we're done.
Because you told me no.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
Yeah, it's just.
How dare you?
One of the wilder trades, and funny enough, the two wildest trades I can think of in recent memory, both involved the city of Dallas.
It's still hilarious to me that it really just came down to Jerry Jones being told no. And the agent thing, I don't understand if that's really the reason. If this guy is that disliked by Jones, because if that's the case, he's one of the bigger agents in the league. You probably have other players being represented by him.
Yeah.
Guess what players are going to end up requesting a trade?
Those guys.
So I still think that it's still about Jerry Jones. It's always about his ego. It's always been about his ego. And I remember what I said on Monday. I had said, I'm really only going off of hope here. I hope that the Cowboys do something stupid. I hope they do something silly. I hope that this happens. Because logically, you were right. After that show, I said to you, I want it to go down bad, but like it's probably not going to. You're probably right. They'll probably do this whole thing.
I'm still stunned.
Because we saw the dance with Cleveland and Myles Garrett. Mm-hmm. We saw the dance with Terry McLaurin in Washington. We saw the dance with Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati. They all came to some kind of resolution. You're probably right. But then Jerry Jones goes ahead and says, I'm Jerry Jones. You don't tell me no.
and shipped them off. We got a good run stuffer, and this is like the Herschel Walker trade.
As he calls him Michael.
I'm Jerry Jones.
Just wild. 803-0550.
I need to give my voice a break after doing that.
803-0550, the number to call. Want to give your thoughts on this. Before we hit our first time out, we'll go to the phones. Corey's with us first up. Corey, how are we doing today?
How you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Yeah, I just honestly, I think it's the best decision Jerry's made in the last couple decades. I mean, he paid Dak, he paid CeeDee Lamb, made them top dollar guys, and I don't know how you justify paying a third guy that you've had for the last few years and you guys have done nothing. They've stunk. And how can you possibly pay another guy that kind of money? So honestly, I mean, I'm no Cowboys fan, don't get me wrong. I don't like Jerry Jones, but I think it's the best move he's made in the last couple decades. I just want to know what you guys think. Thanks.
Corey, I'm glad we're getting some difference on this. I will say, I'd be closer to your thoughts if he did this months ago and was able to actually, honestly, get into a bidding war. We'll jump into that more. We got to hit a timeout.
I will say, just real quick for Corey's call here, I'd be more on board with your take on that if he didn't go about it the way that he did. If it wasn't toxic. That's when I'd say you're absolutely right on a football standpoint. But he also made this smarter decision.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
That you think, on accident.
Seemingly on accident.
He painted himself into a corner to make a savvy trade. If it is a savvy trade, it's by mistake. That's why I don't, like, that's why it's fine for me to keep laughing at Jerry Jones, because
even if it's the right call, you did it on accident.
803-0550, the number to call. Want to give your thoughts on the Micah Parsons trade. Of course, we also mentioned we'll talk UB. They lost last night to Minnesota, but the big talking point for UB fans is Red Murdoch, and he showed out. We'll also jump into the rest of the college football schedule coming up starting tonight and into the weekend as we go on this Friday.
I'm Jerry Jones.
On the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, you're listening to WGR.
Without being too broad, obviously, we did think it was in the best interest of our organization, not only the future, but right now, this season as well. We've gained a Pro Bowl player in an area that we had big concern in on the inside of our defense. We need to stop the run. We haven't been able to stop the run at key times for several years. When you have the kind of extraordinary pass rush that Michael had, then the way to mitigate that pass rush is to run at you. If the pass rush doesn't get you ahead pretty big time and you're playing even or behind, then you've really got a problem in stopping the run.
Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones had a press conference last night at 7:30 our time. And yeah, unsurprising, he tries to kind of make this a win for the Cowboys. And to our caller in the last segment, Corey, mentioned that this actually might be maybe the best move Dallas has made in decades. They've had the three of them, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, and haven't won anything. And Derek, to our point, we thought even if they kept Parsons, they were not going to be good this year. The defense around Parsons is pretty horrible. They've lost key offensive linemen. Dak gets hurt a lot. I think their head coach is very much a yes-man hire for Jones. The problem is, and where I can agree with it, and I mentioned this to the caller, I would agree with that point if this was done in April, because it wouldn't have been the same value. They wouldn't have gotten two firsts and only Kenny Clark back. It would have been
they would have gotten a lot more.
Two firsts, a second, and a Pro Bowl player. Maybe it literally is just that. They still trade him to Green Bay, and it's still Kenny Clark. It's still the two firsts, but maybe it's also a second, and even still, that
maybe
feels
it's even
better.
An additional first.
Maybe it's an additional first. It's three first-round picks.
Or you move up from the second to the first.
Right, something along those lines.
And then you get two first-rounders on top of that. Like, there's something to it where there's a little bit more of a method to a madness, or you're also getting into, during the draft, a bidding war.
A bidding war. That's the key part of this, and we mentioned why there probably weren't a lot of teams that were really involved in this. Their rosters are set. Teams kind of have an understanding of where they're going to be this year, what positions they may have a need at, what positions they have answered the bell at. And that's where I mentioned, like, New England had the cap space. They have the picks. Their team is not ready for this.
And again, back to that call, my point of it being how you did it, how you went about it is the part that makes me think that it's not the best move that you made in years because of how you're doing it. You're still calling him Michael, which is not his name, in the press conference because you're being snotty. You're being catty about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to call that what that is. Jerry Jones is being catty about this because he's not used to being told no by somebody. And to keep calling him Michael to a point where his son, Stephen Jones, has to interrupt him and say, Micah, more than once, tells me everything I need to know. This is not a good trade because you did it for football reasons. As a matter of fact, it still may not just be a good trade at all.
Yeah, I was gonna say, the Cowboys brass is hoping this works out for them.
Even if it does work for them, it's on accident because the owner's being a brat.
Yeah,
he
comes off as spurned, a little bit spoiled sense. No one says no to me.
We don't negotiate with agents. Yes, you do.
You have for years.
It's how the business gets done. It's how contracts get paid. Shut up.
You ever think Micah Parsons, though, like, even as this obviously, like, happened, do you think he has, like, looked back at the conversation, like, he and Jerry had?
Because, like, maybe he's counted the amount of times that he's been called Michael.
That, too. But, like, everyone acknowledges that conversation did occur, that they kind of, in some ways, talked about a deal for Parsons to stay with. And that's another big point,
but then
too.
Parsons says,
Dallas is more than willing to keep all three.
Yeah.
Even when they were losing. That's a big part of it, too. They were not acknowledging that they were a bad team, yet they want to keep all three. They want to keep the ball rolling.
I looked at the bet board.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. There was a bet between Joe and Nate, Dallas to extend Dak, Lamb, and Parsons. Joe had yes. So Nate's getting $20.
It's a big win.
Good for him.
But so, you know, there was there was already that feeling that they were going to keep all three. It was until it got personal. And it's a small thing, but I do wonder if Parsons looks back and goes, wow, that is like one of the most fundamental moments of my life. Because it is. It totally is.
I wonder if it could just be like a cool
conversation of like, yeah, like, I hope we can get this done. That should be around where we're at. And in Parsons said, he's like, all right, yeah, cool. The agent will figure it out. We got the big stuff done. We're good. Jerry's sitting there going, I got him. And it's the massive disconnect between the two of them that led to this.
I wonder how much he said Michael to him. I wonder how many times he called him Michael.
Well, because you got to wonder, was it him being petty or he just genuinely could not remember his name?
And if that's the case, then that's bad.
Either way, it's
a terrible look. You're either losing a little bit more of your grasp or, worse, you're being a snot. And I think it is about that. But like once it started turning south, he starts calling him Michael. And it just makes matters worse.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you're trying to twist the knife into me right now. Like, you don't respect me. You're not calling me by my name. All because I want to utilize the asset that I pay for to help negotiate the contract, look through the finer details, make sure there's nothing in the clauses.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy it got to that point. You don't see moves like these often because it usually has to take something crazy.
Right.
And you also don't hear what probably should have been a players union issue with him trying to gaslight everyone to thinking agents don't belong in the negotiation. It's just crazy.
Which, great timing on that because the players union is currently a mess.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number to call. I want to give your thoughts on the Micah Parsons trade. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Mike is up next with us. Mike, how are we doing this morning?
Yes, good morning. I have two things real quick. I think, first of all, some of this is being looked at a little, I don't know, I guess wrong in my decision, in my opinion. I just think that sooner or later, this has to be looked at in the perspective of the fan and what this means to average blue-collar workers out there. And sooner or later, all these salaries are going to be pricing the average person right out of this game. I mean, we see what's going on with parking, what these private suites are anymore. I mean, I just don't – I guess there's not enough talk about that and where this league is going with these salaries. And My second thing I wanted to talk about was the Bills bringing in a couple field goal kickers. I guess they brought in three field goal kickers. And I would just like to say maybe they can call around the local retirement communities there in the Buffalo area and see if Steve Christie or Ryan Lindell are available possibly. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, I mean, they brought in three kickers. I don't know. Bass may not be healthy, clearly. In terms of the salaries, why is it only athletes that get this?
Yeah, why do we not go after the billionaire owners that can always afford these things?
Oh, it's not even that for me. I mean, that's its own thing. But why is it only athletes? No one cares that Taylor Swift is a billionaire.
No one cares.
If you want to bring it down to its most minute detail, she's a billionaire for being a singer.
And that takes...
That's the smallest I can... She's a billionaire for being a singer.
And I don't want to diminish... That sort of thing, but like,
well, no. This one's, I'm bringing to the smallest detail,
right?
She's a billionaire for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's only ever athletes, and it's for this weird thing of how does it make blue collar workers feel? We pay and we watch them.
Do I?
The ratings prove that we all want to watch them and do this. That's why the salaries have gotten so big. The league is so popular that it kind of demands that.
Do I respect the one point of like pricing people out of games? Yes, I do think that part is getting ridiculous. I think that the salaries thing doesn't have to do with that though, because most of their moneymaker is from TV contracts.
Yeah.
I think that ticket prices do need to come down because that is something
that's around the world. That's around the world.
And that's also entertainment, not just football, not just sports.
That's Premier League fans in England.
You brought up Taylor Swift just now. Good luck getting a ticket to that without having to like take out a small loan for like one of those kind of VIP experiences. It's everywhere. Ticket prices are, for a lot of things, pricing out the common person. And I respect that part. But I agree about the fact of like, why is it only the athletes that get attacked like this?
because it shouldn't be like that. If you're going to stay consistent, stay consistent. If you're going to bring that up, you got to go after everybody. But I'm also not going to go ahead and argue in favor of the billionaire owners. I'm not going to, because if you ever ask for a raise ever.
Yeah.
Because that's what that is. It's on a grander scale, but have you ever asked for a raise ever in your life after performing well? Have you ever been passed up for a job opportunity for something else?
Yeah, most people have been there.
Yeah, so I'm not going to, like, that part, can it, please, respectfully. I do respect that ticket prices are too high, but have you ever asked for a raise and been told no?
I just, for me though, the ticket price is a worldwide thing. I mean, that's, again, you ask a Premier League fan
worldwide
in England,
and they're dealing,
they're dealing it with like the big clubs, Arsenal, Tottenham, Manchester. Those are incredibly expensive tickets. That is just a thing. And that's also because ultimately it also come down to the consumers willing to pay those. Those stadiums are still sold out as people will go to those games.
Right.
That's a big part of why the ticket prices do go up. There hasn't been kind of that breaking point of people like, I can't afford that. I'm not going. And to be fair, it may never happen because you get a quote-unquote different kind of fan that has more money, that are able to do that, right? I mean, it kind of becomes the more expensive toy. That may be true. But ultimately, like, there hasn't been that breaking point of, yeah, hey, season ticket numbers have plummeted.
Because the NFL,
average attendance has plummeted.
The NFL has gotten to that point. They are king.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, kings get what they want.
Yeah.
All throughout history. All throughout fantasy.
Yeah, right.
Kings get what they
Kings
want.
What they want.
Corrupt, even to a point. So, yeah, the ticket prices are going to stay up that way. Why? Because the NFL loves their money.
And people do keep spending it.
People keep spending it. Nothing's broken. Don't fix it.
Back to the phones. Dylan is with us next. Dylan, how are we doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
I just wanted to touch on the Micah Parsons situation. I was going to say that I think this is a really bad look for Dallas. I don't know how many teams in the NFL have the owner running this kind of stuff, but I think they should just have a general manager that they'll let do his job.
Mm-hmm.
This is just bad for business. Jerry's just not making himself look good. On the other hand, I'm happy for Micah. I think this will be a good move for him in the long run, but I think it's just altogether bad for business, and I wonder how many other players on the team it's going to put a sour taste in their mouth.
Oh yeah,
and I'll listen to your comments on the radio.
Thanks for the call, man. And to that point,
mm-hmm.
this timing of the trade, we talked about it in terms of the value of the trade being bad at the timing. In a week, they will play the Philadelphia Eagles to get the season going. There was probably a good portion of that locker room that were just sitting there going, "We're going to get Micah back. Don't worry, he's going to be with us." And he might miss a game or two. He's going to be with us.
And those players are pissed.
They're going out to dinner with their wives, girlfriends, hanging out with buddies, what have you, and they get the notification on the phone, Micah Parsons of the Green Bay Packers. How deflating is that for you, knowing that ultimately, look, you lost an all-pro pass rusher. That is so deflating. I will say, though, in terms of the bad for business, like I just mentioned with the ticket prices, you're going to tell me right now Dallas won't be sold out week one?
I do think that what he means by...
It sucks on the field. Bad for business on the field, yeah.
What Dylan means by business is probably like the executive capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
That part of the business. The actually building of the team. Operations. That part is absolutely true. But unfortunately, Jerry Jones has an ego so high, they are the team without a general manager. Why? He's the general manager.
And they have been since he bought the team.
So, I don't like the idea of the team's owner being prevalent in the team's making the decisions. Glares at Sabres. What?
803-0550, the number to call. Dave, we'll get to your call after a quick timeout. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hour number one continues to roll along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Friday. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here. Here we go. Had college football begin in earnest last night. UB played 23-10 loss to Minnesota. They do cover, though, what ultimately went off as a 16.5-point spread. And I mentioned it at the start of the show, Derek. Red Murdoch was as good as advertised.
Red Murdoch had four tackles and a fourth and one stuff in the first quarter alone.
He ends up with 16 total tackles, five solo, a sack as well. He looked great. He looked exactly what you wanted. Deion Crawford, his linebacker mate, also looked great as well. The problem they really ran into,
they almost had a pick six. That was beautiful.
I mean, that's going to be on SportsCenter. It's a ball that hits a defender's leg as he fell, flies up into the air, picked off, runs it down. The problem is ultimately the defense just ran out of gas. This game was 13-10 in Minnesota's favor in the fourth quarter, and ultimately it's a bit of a broken play, 60-yard touchdown for them. And the Bulls' offense just really couldn't get going. It's honestly not that surprising. The hope was that either they get broken plays, the run game would be a little bit better with Aljay Henderson.
Right.
But you're playing a middle-of-the-pack Big Ten team, not in a 10-team league, in what I think is now a 18. Six. What is it, 18?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
They're two teams from doubling up the number 10.
That's right. I thought they were at 16,
Remember?
18.
We did this before about college conferences and that words used to mean things.
That's right.
So I counted it out. There's 18 teams in the Big Ten.
But and even too, I mean, like they were able to come up with some good stops, but still guys like Darius Taylor went for 141. Their new quarterback, a redshirt freshman, Drake Lindsey, 290, two touchdowns. But ultimately, and I said this yesterday in the nightcap, right before the game went off, even if they lost last night to Minnesota, this is still shaking up to be an incredible season for Buffalo. They still were 16.5-point dogs, and they did cover. This is a great start for the season. You would have loved, though, if they would have gotten their third win over a Power Four team in their team's history. That would have been awesome. Didn't happen. Still should be a great year. Ultimately, I think a pretty darn good showing for the Bulls. Again, could have been better, but a pretty darn good showing. Much better the number 25 team in the country, Boise State, getting blown out at Raymond James Stadium against USF, 34-7.
Based on that, should you be able to retroactively give a Heisman to somebody?
You meant this much. Get him the Heisman.
Get him back. Get him a copy of it or something. I don't know. He deserves it.
I will say, I was talking with John Luca this morning. He's filling in for Owen the last 2 days. And we were talking about the USF quarterback, Byron Brown. Not to be confused, obviously, with the former mayor of Buffalo. That's Byron Brown. This is Byrum Brown.
Bo Byrum Brown.
He's an incredible player. If you watched any of that game yesterday, you saw a few runs from him that kind of had your jaw on the floor. Mm-hmm. He went for 210 in the air. He also added 43 and two touchdowns on the ground. He's incredible. USF probably should be one of those sneaky teams in the American, but tough loss for Boise State. 34-7. You enter, you know, this season 25th in the country. Does not go well at all. Let's take a quick call before our next time out. Dave is with us next. Dave, how are we doing today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, kind of going back prior to the break, I was just going to chime in about the player salary conversation with Micah Parsons and a couple callers back about, you know, the player salaries are out of control and this and that and the other. But you guys brought up a good point with Taylor Swift, for the example. It's just simple economics. I mean, it's supply and demand. If the demand is there and people are willing to pay it, well, so be it. And, you know, God bless them.
Right.
I can't afford, personally, I can't afford season tickets anymore. And I'm okay with it because, you know what, I just don't have $800 to drop on a weekend day. You know, I just sit at home watching for free for, you know, for more or less intensive purpose, but you know, it's just, it is what it is. I mean, it's just simple economics, and I can't fault anybody, the owners, the NFL, no one, because it's just a business and they're capitalizing on their money. I mean, a good example is the Bills Stadium, right? They shrunk it. They increase the demand, you know, and shrink the supply. So it's going to drive prices up and up and up. And that's how the economy works.
That is sadly how it's going to work. Dave, thanks for the call.
Dave, appreciate that.
And it's the thing. It does suck. Like, I'm with Dave. Yeah. I can't afford season tickets. I've never been able to afford
but
season tickets.
But Dave also sees a positive in this of cost, sunken cost fallacy of sorts. Like, I can watch them for free.
Right. And, at home, comfortably, not in the cold,
like,
right?
I can watch them for free. Like, I appreciate that people can take the right side of things as well. I do think there is something about it, like, where, like, economics needs to slow down a little bit. Like,
oh, yeah.
But if the demand is still there, you're going to get every penny out of it. Like, that's just naturally how it goes. It's always how it goes. It's always how it's going to be, unfortunately, for everybody's wallets. I can feel my wallet weep if I'm asked about season tickets. I will say no. Mm-hmm. But, like, no. That's because, well, one, I also like my job.
Yeah, we work games.
And my job requires me to be here, and I'm okay with that. But if I was ever to go to a game, it'd be a one-off.
Yeah.
Mostly because of the money.
It's, I think, for a lot of people. 803-0550, the number two call. Hour number two coming up here on a Friday. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them
to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.